Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous roof.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 279, man. We're getting up there, man.
Creeping.
Almost at 300. We're getting there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For those of you who've been sticking with us all these years, man, thank you. Yo, real talk. We appreciate your support. Man, before we get in the show, we got a few little things to talk about. First and foremost, I want you to support a longtime friend. Not only of ours, but also of UGS Radio, you know what I'm saying, Underground Society, the show. Please do me a favor and support our friend Kenny's mother. She just passed recently. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know what I'm saying, if you can, even if it's just a share, you know what I'm saying, that would be grateful. Please do so. Go to GoFundMe.com/CBYHTO. That's /CBYHTO. GoFundMe. You know what I'm saying? Do what you can. Like I said, even if it's just a share, you know, that would be a huge blessing. You know what I'm saying? On a happier note, you know what I'm saying? We don't get to report sad news, you know what I'm saying? But on a happier note, I want to announce the homie Ben Westhoff's book, Original Gangsters, that's going to be coming out in September. We're actually going to have him on the show either end of August, early September. It's a West Coast book of who's who. I mean, it dates all that early McCullough stuff, you know what I'm saying, all the way up to Tupac, and of course, N.W.A., and of course, the Murder Man's Music Show. We were fortunate enough to be in it. Man, they took a couple quotes from the KDE interview we did. You know what I'm saying? They took a couple quotes from Gary Ballin interview we did. You know, Ruthless Records. Some good stuff, man. It feels good to be in a book. You know what I'm saying, man? It feels good that we're getting recognized.
Yeah.
You know, and also
because they didn't even have to do that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them for real, prayers, because we, you know, the long hours, the long nights, you staying up typing out shit. When we get accolades like that, it's kind of, it almost make it worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the money ain't just flowing in like the Nile River right now. But you know what I'm saying? stuff like this, you can't put dollar prices on somebody recognizing the work that we've been putting in. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, man. What we're doing is set in stone. Also, check out the film. It doesn't have a U.S. release date yet, but it's overseas right now. It's The Kings of Compton. You know, they got some of our Jerry Heller interview up in there. So we're in that documentary as well. You know, we're doing a lot of things, and we're also shedding light on a lot of artists all across the globe. Tonight we have an artist. His name is A1 Yo. Without further ado, I'm going to bring him on right now because we got some dope tracks to listen to. Literally, this guy is A1 Yo. A1 Yo, what's up, homie?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, first and foremost, welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, man. It's an honor to have you here with us tonight.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here, man.
Man, A1, where are you from for the cats listening?
Man, I'm originally from East Oakland, California, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Straight
okay.
out the bay, you know.
Legendary stuff. East Oakland, you know, when I think of East Oakland, I think of the names of, you know, Pooh Man, you know, cats, you know, loonies, whatnot.
Spice.
Did you grow up?
Hell yeah.
Spice, of course. Did you grow up listening to them guys, or did you know any of them?
I didn't, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know none of them, but I used to go and support their music at the local record stores, though. Like at a T.Y. Uzi's that was down there at the Eastmont Mall. You know, I used to go down there, you know, buying a lot of cast records and stuff. You know, I was a little kid, man, listening to that stuff I probably shouldn't have been listening to, you know what I'm saying?
I was one of them, too, man. It made it all the way over here to Illinois, of course, you know what I'm saying? You know, Life of a Criminal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Classic albums. Did that influence your music today?
Hey, you know, yeah, to be honest with you, the grind, all that, yeah, the music, the sounds, the slang, all that, I think, you know, kind of shines in my music, you know. It kind of stands out, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's, you know, that's what I grew up to. I grew up on them dudes before they got the name that they, a lot of them got now. I was buying the independent stuff for real, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and that goes back to, like, Master P, Mama's Bad Boy. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know nothing about that, you know what I'm saying? They might now because of the internet, but back then, I mean, you know, a lot of people only knew them for them mainstream albums, but, you know. Yeah,
you know about
a lot
Getaway
of them,
Clean and The Real Untouchables and,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
you know, E-40.
Those
E-40
early
Intermittent
release.
Yeah. You know, take it all the way back to E-40 Federal, you know what I'm saying? I'm buying those, you know what I'm saying?
You just like us, you grew up off of that real good, you know what I'm saying, mob shit. You know what I'm saying? They call it mob music or whatnot. And here we are in 2016, though. What do you, you know what I'm saying, what's the major difference that you see in the music? Because I'm noticing, you know, the underground, there's a lot of dope stuff, you know, a lot of dope artists like yourself. But I think the mainstream, you know, to me is kind of fucked up. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think that, you know, it's just, you know, everybody's trying to sound a certain way just because this person may have made it, or he's getting some light off of rapping this way or making beats this way. Everybody else follows him behind instead of just saying, I'm going to stick to whatever touches my ear, you know, and then putting that out. You know, nobody wants to just put their own creativity out. They want to. They feel like they need to sound like this guy who made it, it seems like, and, you know, in order for them to get somewhere. And it's like, you know, I don't know. That's so we got, you know, we got a bunch of that. It's just like everybody, like everybody say, the music kind of sounds the same, you know. But there are some people out there who, you know, got their own lane and they're kind of standing out.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, man, you know, me and myself. So what was you going to say?
I said it's a lot of repetition, a lot of the same.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, me, myself, I'm the type of dude, you know, I only go off of what I like to hear and what I want to hear and what I think sounds good, and I'm going to just put that out, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of
right.
people, unfortunately, who tends to like the kind of music I like, I guess you could say, you know. And so, I'm not scared to put out what I like, you know.
That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of motherfuckers ain't like, y'all was just saying, you know, me and Prez used to call them the TCs, the trend chasers. We even experienced a few of the underground legends and the, you know, the old school legends, trend chasing, so to speak, the sound, you know, like what everything else going on. So I always like to, it'd be so refreshing to hear new music that don't sound like you're tracing the trend or jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, I got to have a trap song. I gotta have this song. I gotta have my auto target. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Prez been hearing good music for like the last 3-4 years, new shit. But none of it's getting played on the radio. You know what I'm saying? As far as mainstream, but we've been hearing good shit. You know what I mean? But the motherfuckers that's listening, the shit's still out here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really dig for it now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Well, we got some dope right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's give them, let's go into one of these tracks. You sent me 4 bangers. Let's give them hand-to-hand transactions. Because I think that's something we all know a little something about. And, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, CDs, which we got to speak on that too. Innocent man was essentially murdered today for selling CDs.
Horrible.
A couple days ago. I saw the video of his kid. And it just made me sick, you know, knowing that this happens. And here you are as an artist, you know what I'm saying, that could have been you. You know what I mean?
Real shit.
That could have been.
Real shit.
That could have been
a
lot of
these guys. I do the same thing
sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It really is. It really is, man. But this song here, Hand to Hand Transactions, tell us about this song, if you can, intro it for us, brother.
Okay, it's just basically, man, at the moment when I was actually written that track, man, I was off in the streets heavy with my mixtape before that one was called On the Block. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me and a few of my homeboys, we was out there for real, like, man, hitting hoods. The whole nine, man, really making hand-to-hand transactions, you know what I'm saying? And so when I started working on a new one, that just, you know, I said, how am I really living, you know? I'm making hand-to-hand transactions, you know what I'm saying, off this A1 yoke. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be right back. We're going to speak more with A1 Yo right here in the Murder Master Music Show. This hand-to-hand transactions. Don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right. UGSforLife.com, you bitches. Get that link.
Oh, yeah.
Day to day, hand to hand transaction. I'm on the grind. If you my head and I can't be trapping. I'm getting 7 and 11, so I'm stacking. I'm on the low behind 10 when I'm in traffic. I live my life as a block repping savage. The last of a dying breed, I'm a classic. Can't compare me to the dudes that be average. It's mob shit, and I'm all about my cabbage. You fuck with me and I will make the shit tragic. Have your body parts missing like magic. While I'm on the block making transactions, with a smile on my face like nothing happened. Then talk about the dirt I did in my rapping. I'm on the grind, if you tripping then I'm blasting. The day to day, hand to hand transactions. I'm on the grind, if you tripping then I'm blasting. The day to day, hand to hand transactions. I'm on the grind, if you tripping then I'm blasting. It's day to day, hand to hand transactions. I'm on the grind, if you tripping then I'm blasting. It's day to day, hand to hand transactions.
Yeah, man, that shit go hard, man. That beat was hard as fuck too. Let's bring back A1, yo. Now, A1, is that the title
of the
album?
Hell yeah, you can hear that bay in that shit too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that Hustlenomics, man. This dude's a hustler. You know what I'm saying? The Bay Area is really, really known for, you know what I'm saying, it's hustle, it's grind, and being innovative. You know what I mean? Yeah, A1, you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, you was breaking up. What was he saying?
No, I wasn't saying anything. I think I heard what you heard too, actually. But no, I was listening to what you were saying, actually.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Must have been some weird feedback on the line or something. No, but you know, the Bay is real innovative. Did you know, growing up, did you soak up a lot of that game?
Oh yeah, man. Of course, man. Oh shit, I was in the streets for real out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, man. We done hustled all kind of ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out there.
Did you? What about as far as okay? The Bay has also been known for its connections, you know, with the Midwest, Kansas City, of course. Did you ever go out to the Midwest and do any shows or perform or anything like that?
Oh, well, now to keep it a buck, which, I haven't actually been out that far, you know what I'm saying? I through the internet, of course, it kind of seems like a few of these KC cats, you know what I'm saying, feeling me, you know what I'm saying? But, no, I haven't just actually been on that that gravel out there, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, locked in like that, though. But that's something that I wouldn't mind doing, you know.
Hell yeah. Hit the road and, you know what I'm saying, really, really get out there. How long have you been rapping for?
It's like, man, I've been rapping, man, since a little kid, man. What I used to do, man, when I was in elementary, like, man, listening to a lot of these tapes, I used to look on the back of the tape and call the record companies, man, and be like, you know, as a kid, like, asking, how can I get a record deal, you know? I'd ask them questions like that, and, you know, a lot of them tell me, oh, send me a bio and a demo, things like that.
Yeah.
So I'd record on a karaoke machine and try to send tapes off and all that. But, you know, it was, I mean, I didn't really get no response from that. I did get one dude, though, man, over there in San Francisco, man. He put out a tape called The Fast One. I think he was, like, wherever The Fast One recorded that. He was a guy out of San Francisco. And, he asked me to come over there, but I was so young. And my mom, she didn't want to just, you know, let me go off like that, you know, be way over there in San Francisco, you know, on some, you know. And so, I just couldn't, you know, get it going in Oakland like I wanted to. Then I just started getting into the streets at the same time. So I got to the point where, like, man, I'll fuck all that shit, you know. And so when I moved to Texas, man, that kind of, like, man, you know, kind of cleared a lot of the negativity away, you know. And not to say that it ain't popping out here on some, you know, shit like that, but, you know, it just, you know, where I was at in the country where, you know, I started, you know, living at, it was, I had time to kind of focus on what I wanted to do and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, by the time the technology with the internet comes along and stuff, my boy, he was telling me about, you know, certain shit on how to,
work this and that, and, you know, and then I kind of just started getting into it, and I was working a job, right? And I knew I was about to get fired from this job. And so a skill that I learned being in Oakland, hustling on the streets, was selling candy and pumping gas, you know what I'm saying, that kind of hustle, right? And so I said, what I'm going to do, man, was if, because I knew I was about to get fired, I said, I'm going to just, man, just go on, take it back to the gravel, man, and just, I'm going to press up my own CDs, man. I'm going to, you know, saying, get my cover straight, my flyer straight, man, and I'm going to hit the streets just like I used to do with them up with that candy and shit, man, selling that candy, man. Had that, you know, that proper attitude from when I'm approaching somebody about pumping gas, you know, I'm being kind of respectful and trying to get business done. So I just took all that, man. I just put it into the music, man. And so I'd say by like 2000, about 2008, you know what I'm saying, about 2008, 2009, that's when I just started hitting the streets with my shit and been, you know, been going with it ever since.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're coming up on a decade in it, and you're definitely a veteran. At this point in the game, you know what I'm saying, what's the biggest thing you've learned, you know what I'm saying, as far as being a rap artist?
Shit, man. What I could say, man, hey, it's almost like, man, you know, what I heard a dude, Mr. Fab, say one time, you know what I'm saying, in the interview I looked at, you know, it doesn't seem like the talent, especially of today now, is like the talent ain't, you know, all it takes to, you know what I'm saying, get somewhere, you know. Seem like now, you know, and, you know, I'm only speaking from today's type of, the, you know, the music game that I'm kind of, you know, in, you know, fucking with right now, because back in the day, I would have loved to have been in it, I think, because, you know, when I started doing it, I was putting tapes in stores. Well, if I would have been doing that back in the 90s, I think I would have had a better chance of, you know, being a lot further along. But, yeah, nowadays, like I say, it just seemed like you got to have some kind of controversy behind you almost, you know what I'm saying? And that's all good, but, you know, that's one thing I can't, some real shit that I say I have learned, you know what I'm saying, that the talent ain't all it takes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that's still out there that just think, oh, as long as I keep making songs, as long as I keep making, and that's, hey, that's all gravy too, but I don't know, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like you always got to have that, like you said, that controversy, or you got to be on that fuck shit or that motherfucking gay shit to get recognized. You know what I'm saying? The only motherfuckers that's getting recognized is the dudes that's acting fruit pie-ish or the motherfuckers that's, you know, extra gang, like, destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, they watching them destroy themselves, like the Chief Keefs and them type of motherfuckers. Like, these record companies, which they do understand, but they don't understand that these little kids look up to that shit. So you're going to have certain kids want to be fruit pies, and then you're going to have certain kids want to be extra gangbang-ass motherfuckers. Then you're going to have certain kids acting like they privileged when they don't even have the money and all the shit to live the lives that they want to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like it's all dying down while it's growing. You see what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop bigger than it ever been, but us being enthusiasts of
the
hip-hop, it's just like it's dying on the inside. It's got cancer in that motherfucker right now. You know what I'm saying?
The internet got it wide open right now, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you would think with the internet and all this other shit, it'd be easier for the real shit to get out there because it's so accessible now. Like, if you had had all your CDs in the stores, you probably could have just been regional. Like, now you can go worldwide. You know what I'm saying? You can go nationwide without even having to leave your computer.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You would think that it would be easier for us to hear the good shit all the time, but I don't understand why it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the key
it's
to
like
the
they
book,
still got
you know,
a stranglehold on it.
And it's some game, you know what I'm saying, for the ones who don't know, but yeah, the rap game is on the internet now, man. For real. And that's the way it feels to me, man. I mean, you know, it's, you know, that's how you're finding out about what's hot. I mean, ain't nobody, I don't, you know, oh, no, it ain't, you know, it ain't like the BTs no more, you know what I'm saying, the rap cities, you know, it's
right, we don't even have, right, I'm about to say, we don't even have those kind of formats. It's like, I find out what's popping through the social media and mostly YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and then, YouTube generate, you know, what you, they generate what they're going to show you by what you always watching or what you liking, so, you know what I'm saying, like, if you're not on to certain things, you won't never see it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you always watch old school West Coast hip hop videos, that's all that's gonna pop up for you. So you have to really, you still have to step out there and search for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, now somebody can hear you on this show and all your shit will pop up with it. Yeah, they can put your name in the search bar and they can go and find your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I've been a heavy music consumer for years, you know, buying, you know, from the stores, and I seen it when it went straight to the internet. I was like, damn, you know. Music stores are still closing down. I know this one in called Hastings in Waco, I think they went bankrupt or something, you know, and I don't know if it's all right to talk about stuff like that, but I mean, you know, they're pretty much look like they're shutting down, you know, I mean, and,
I miss the days of going to the stores.
Rose Records, Coconuts, you know what I'm saying? All these different stores. But then the mom and pop shops too. These little shops that you know, those were the best. And they're all gone. You know, there's just a handful of them left. You know, that's the sad part to me, to see them phasing the shit out. You know, the other day I got a package in the mail from Sony Records. It's rare for me to get a package. I used to get them every fucking day from record companies. But now all I get are these press kits, electronic press kits, because, you know, the way of the internet. I get a CD of Sony Records. I'm like, okay, let's see what this shit is. I open it up, it's fucking Maxwell. So it's like, yeah. I get that shit off to the side. You know, they give it to somebody that wants it. I definitely don't want it.
You have to bump that on a dip. Yeah, that's a different time and place. You want to listen to some R&B and shit. You expect these motherfuckers to send you some new hot shit. Yeah, and they want to see you.
I've been doing rap journalism for 20 years. Send me some rap. But we got another track right here, Banana in the K. I think that's self-explanatory, A1. But go ahead and intro this one for us, brother.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, and I don't condone the violence unless necessary, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, it's just all about, you know what I'm saying, thinking about this little old thing that I had, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was, man, that banana, man, you know? And so that's just, you know, I just thought I'd stick to the script and write about something that the type of music that I like to hear myself and
Let these monkey motherfuckers know.
Hey, you know.
Get you a banana.
Hey, nowadays, we all might be needing that shit. Shit's looking
hell yeah,
hungry,
man.
Banana in the K right here, A1. Yo, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, UGSforLife.com. If you want to, hit them lines, 714-409-0548. We'll be right back with A1, yo.
On the block all day on some real shit, making transactions, real niggas on some real shit. I'm making shit happen, ain't no acting, this is real. Got shit. Got some banana in the cage, underground ready to shit. Posted on the block all day on some real shit, making transactions, real niggas on some real shit. I'm making shit happen, ain't no acting, this is real shit. I'm making shit pop. I'm fresh up off the block. I represent one of the crank in this spot. I'm making shit crank. The block stay moving, but I stay on the low, so you don't know what I'm doing. The block's locked, and that's real. I did it for the six. I did it for the fam. I did it for the click. I did it, then my homie made the stick shift whip. I did it, then I let loose the whole 36. Blowing sweet by the pound. I'm sliding out of town, because I gotta let the whole world hear my sound. It's crack for the ears, I got that meth too. Well, I got that shit that you can shoot, I got that shit that you can shoot. Have you paranoid and spooking, ain't nothing cut. Like not wearing a condom when you knocking down the slut. It's raw as it gets, say when yo on the set. I'm flooding turf, block, city streets, and the project. The banana in the cage. On the block all day on some real shit, making transactions, real niggas on some real shit. I'm making shit happen, ain't no acting, this is real. Got the banana in the cage, underground ready to kill shit. Posted on the block all day.
half-stepping. Just a little information just in case you check in. For one thing, we don't tolerate the disrespecting. Them 223's already coming, why you think you flexing? It ain't no stressing, it's time to get in a session. I'm teaching lessons, like don't come in my section. You see my street sign, you say I'm in the wrong direction. Because I'm 30 clips dumping at you something reckless. It's block rapping E&T, and you best respect it. Cause they could go from being cool to shit getting hectic. If they hating on me, then they feel rejected. The new dope's on the block, I suggest you test it. But watch out for the 50s, you could get arrested. I got that shit that's lethal, you could snort it or inject it. I got some cookies, pies, just in case you need that weight. Give me a minute and it ain't gonna be a second late.
Got the banana in the case,
100 rounds ready to kill shit.
Posted on the block all day on some real shit. Making transactions,
real niggas on some real shit.
I'm making shit happen,
ain't no acting, this is real.
Got
shit.
Got the banana in the case,
100 rounds ready to kill shit.
Posted on the block all day on some real shit. Making transactions,
real niggas on some real shit.
I'm making shit happen,
ain't no acting, this is real shit.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Hell of a show so
man.
Far. Episode
27.
Back on A1 Yo. You know what I'm saying? Banana
straight killing
hand to hand transactions. You know what I'm saying? And plus we got more music, you know what I'm saying? Now when you're making your music, you know what I'm saying, how do you go about doing it? Some people, you know, they need to get into a zone. They need to have this or that in the studio. They need to get fucked up a little bit. Or what's your recording process like?
me, man, of course, you know, with this worldwide internet, man, now a lot of these producers, man, I like to dig off in the crates, man. I like to go for the stuff that people ain't touching. I like to go for those producers because they're going to have something. I might run through a bunch of whack beats, but then it's going to be one that's going to be like,
yeah,
man, you know, just sitting there.
You can do something with it.
Yeah. And
right.
So I just, man, I take my time and I go pick out about like 12 of them from different motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And shoot, I just, you know what I'm saying? I get my little writing down, you know what I'm saying? I take my time, you know, get on a good blunt or so, you know what I'm saying? And shit, you know, write them out, you know what I'm saying, to the beats or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Have them ready. Then boom, I got, you know what I'm saying, I get at my boy, you know what I'm saying, Mike T, in-house music, you know what I'm saying, I get him to record me, you know what I'm saying, and shit, hey, we make that magic, man, you know what I'm saying, and that's just how it go, man. It's just, you know, I take my time with the beat picking, though.
Right.
And, you know,
listening to your these couple of tracks that I heard, you kind of put me in a mind frame of like, Prayers. Remember that one group Pete and them had out of, I think they was from Oakland too, Steady Mob and this shit.
Blood Money, man.
You kind of, you know what I'm saying, like,
premeditated.
It's like, yeah, like some new age, that type of shit. I can hear the Bay all day, you know what I'm saying, like, that shit nice to me, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I appreciate
Keep pumping
it.
That shit.
Yeah, man, yeah, and so I think that's where I think that's where the sound of it just that touches my ear with a lot of these producers. They might be from anywhere, but they got some shit in there that they just maybe they don't know that I love to have. And so, you know, I actually spend with these guys, you know what I'm saying? I don't just rip beats from people and shit, you know what I'm saying? I actually spend with these guys and get the beat, hey, you know, and it's on, you know. A lot of these dudes, you hear the tag all through their beats. You only going to hear it one time with me.
Right. You feel me? You're going to take it and make it yours. And that's cool, too, man. And I hope people listening, man. So submit y'all beats to him because he just let y'all know that he spend and he search through beats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you motherfuckers out here making tracks, man. This motherfucker's
out
here looking
to
get them.
You want him to rap on your stuff? You know what I'm saying? Send him your beats.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way they can get in touch with you if they want to send you some music?
Oh, man, they could touch me at, you know, send my email. It's jmsslaine@yahoo.com. That's my email. Or you could just, you know what I'm saying, search for A1-YO on YouTube and, you know, hit my YouTube channel. Leave a comment in one of the videos, you know what I'm saying, my Twitter, at A1YO, just A1YO. And, yeah, man, just lock in with me. It's very easy, you know what I'm saying, because I'm pretty much – once you type in that A1-YO, oh, yes, that's me all day. I ain't hard to find. I am not hard to find on the internet.
See, that's the thing right there, you know what I'm saying? So make sure to get on Google, you know, A1-YO. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, we're going to definitely have this interview archived over at ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go back and listen to the archive if you haven't heard the show, because I know so many motherfuckers are sleeping right now. You know, you get up in age like me, man, you get a little tired around 9 p.m. I know that. I fully know it. But that's why the show's downloadable, so make sure you go to ugsforlife.com. But
yes, sir.
What's out in the streets right now, A1-YO, that people can cop? You got an album or anything you're promoting right now?
Oh, man, right now I'm trying to, man, you know what I'm saying, still promote this Underworld, you know what I'm saying, that's my new project, you know what I'm saying, but I got tons of albums that you can get on iTunes, you know what I'm saying, Block Music, Murph Music, Block Work, let me see, Hand-to-Hand Transactions, on the block you go to CD Baby, especially, and go support me, let me see, Scrape Business, I mean, you know what I'm saying, man, I know I'm probably leaving one or two out, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I'm about to say, not to cut you off, and this is another way you could tell he's from the Bay, Prayer. Every time we had the Bay Cats on and you ask them what they got going, they'll start naming off a gang of shit, and they always be like, because that just let us know how much work y'all be putting in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For real, man, like,
I was listening to what we had.
Yo, if you listen to any of our interviews with Yuck Mouth, he do it all the time. We ask him something, and he named off like 50 million fucking things. And you know,
yeah,
he do, because you can go see this shit.
I got my band, I got that.
Yeah,
band.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them Bay Cats, man, they be on it, man. They be on that shit.
yeah, the Bay ain't fucking around. And you brought this down to Texas, you know what I'm saying, and done the same thing. What part of Texas did you move to?
It's a town called Groesbeck.
Okay, so you mentioned Waco. That's
right.
That's around Waco, right?
Yeah. It's pretty close to Waco, though.
Yeah.
And, almost like in the center of. You can go to Dallas, Houston, Waco, or either one from here. You know.
So you like that middle ground and shit.
Hustler, I remember Hustler E, dope artist out of Waco. I reviewed a couple of his CDs, I believe. I always say I believe because I don't know. There's so many fucking CDs that I've done over the years, but I know he's a dope artist out of there. Texas is another state, too. They don't fuck around with their hustle.
Yeah, they get their grind on, too.
South Park Coalition is proof of that. Rap-A-Lot Records is proof of that. I mean, and then you got Dallas.
Right.
Fort Worth, you got all these different spots, you know what I'm saying? When you got to Texas from Oakland, what was the biggest difference and the biggest change that you noticed?
Shit, let me see, when I got here, you know what I'm saying? Well, are you talking about, like, the difference between Oakland and down here, I guess you could say? Well...
Yeah. I mean, not just musically, but also, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as just living in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was it? I mean, was it like a fish out of water experience? Because me personally, I moved from, you know, Chicagoland, you know, which is millions of people, down to Southern Illinois to a small town of maybe like 5,000 people. Very, very small town. You know what I'm saying? And it was a culture shock to me. Matter of fact, it still is. People look at me and like, you don't belong here. You know,
yeah.
Where the fuck
you
from? They already know I'm from somewhere else once they see me. Do they know you're from the Bay?
Yeah, well, no, you know, well, I had a long time friend, because I used to come down here every summer and actually visit, and so I had a long time friend that I, you know, knew, and that he knew I was from Cali.
a lot of people, they don't really know the difference between Cali and, you know, like Northern Cali and Southern Cali. They just know Cali.
Right.
And so they thinking I was around the Blood and the Crip. They, you know, they thought I was around
right.
all that. And I'm like, nah, in Oakland, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no Bloods or Crips out there. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, and so, but, yeah, man, it was, you know, it was very different for me. It was very different for me because I'm used to seeing, you know, being in Oakland, I'm used to seeing, you know what I'm saying, niggas on the blocks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just everything is just wide open right in your face when you're in Oakland. When you come here, on the other hand, I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just in your face, but, you know what I'm saying, shit pop, but it ain't in your face. And so you'll just roll through this little town and won't think shit about it, you know what I'm saying? Won't even look for
right.
it because it's, you know, it's not, you don't just see it, you know, but.
Right.
Yeah, no. Nah,
would
know what
you,
I'm saying?
Would you go ahead, my bad.
Oh, no, but once I got to talking to people and stuff, and yeah, they heard my voice, a lot of people automatically knew, like, no, you ain't from around here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm,
right.
you know what I'm from Oakland, California, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like, I don't know, that's kind of how my rap name came about, actually, from down here, you know, people. Didn't I was telling them from the West Coast, they thinking East Coast, they're not, a lot of people just don't really know what's the difference and shit. And so they, one dude thinking he heard me say yo, say my name was yo, and then before I'm telling dude, no, my name ain't yo, then before you know it, somebody else calling me yo, and then this, I just got the name, everybody just calling me yo. They knew that is, if nothing else, they knew me as yo. So then when I started, you know, trying to rap again, I said I'm gonna just put that A1 with that yo, and that's how my rap name came about. But yeah, no. When I talked to them, they knew I wasn't from here, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But see,
I already know it because you move from. It'd be different, like if you moved from somewhere else in the South to Texas, it'd be different because you still had a Southern accent. But they when you first moved there, they probably said you sound like a white boy or something. You know what I'm saying? Because like I moved from Memphis to from Chicagoland area to Memphis, and it was like, man, you just sound like you a white dude. And I'm like, you motherfuckers must don't know the white people where I'm from, because I know I don't sound like exactly like them. Like, I can, you know, like we can all talk the same, but I understood what they're talking about. But I'm like, this shit crazy, man. So
yeah,
they told me for a while
like
I wouldn't even say nothing around people.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even really talk to a whole lot of people just because I didn't want them to be looking at me. For like, they look at me one way, he look just like a Memphis nigga. And then as soon as they start talking, wait a minute, where he from? Where he from?
Yeah. Hey, but with the females, though, it was all gravy, though, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's always good with them. They love that
they
shit.
Was good,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, though, you know, like you say, though, so they knew that, I wasn't from here when they hear me talk and stuff, and, you know.
What about, with you being from Oakland, I could think of a motherfucker if you be getting up on tracks that you should holler at. And if you ain't got the contacts, I think he on my Facebook and I follow him on Twitter and shit. And he fuck with the people too, real ass cat. But some of the coldest beats I ever heard from out where y'all from is EA Ski, man. EA Ski got the still to this day, Prez, cold ass motherfucking beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he sell features in fuck with the public like that, so
yeah, I'm a big fan,
you know,
of
that.
Hell yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, that's legendary.
You know, I remember, like, that's another cat, you know what I'm saying? One Step at a Time, or Put the Bullet to Your Head, it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a few of his singles back in the gap, though, ESG and CMT. You know what I'm saying? I used to fuck with a lot of that.
Yeah, but check him out. There's
a lot of
beats they still banging. Hell yeah. And he fuck with P-Nem and shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm following him on, I'm subscribed to his YouTube channel. I'm following him on Twitter and stuff. But yeah, I might try to see if I can reach out to him or something. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I think your style and your sound sound real good on the Ski track. You know what I'm saying? That shit'd be dope.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, speaking of dope, you know what I'm saying? Let's give him another one. Let's give him this one, A1 Dope. Another one. Self-explanatory, man.
I'm taking it as a metaphor for your music mixed with the streets, but give us the real on this A1 Dope track.
Oh man, I just feel like, hey, that track right there, the beat, everything, man, I just, shit, that was straight dope, nothing but dope, man, and so I had to put that A1 stamp on it, though, you know what I'm saying, with the dash. You know, straight A1 dope. Cooking it up, man.
Dope. We'll be right back. Check this track out right here. A1, yo, we ain't going nowhere. Still plenty of show left. We'll be right back.
UGS for life, yeah.
I'm on the block or in the trap. I'm moving past.
Pure A1 dope. You could call it crack.
Best dope on the market. You could call it that. In everything off this block.
Getting served back.
I'm on the block or in the trap. I'm moving past.
Pure A1 dope. You could call it crack. Call it crack.
Best dope on the market. You could call it that. In everything off this block. Getting served back.
I'm on the block, moving packs, a straight crack.
A1 yo on the block, that's straight back.
I'm in the park where you could possibly get sprayed at.
Those the parts that I'm actually getting paid at.
I don't wanna hear your tracks, they straight whack.
Whoever gets you up afraid to really say that.
I'm in the trap where the work being made at.
This block shit don't stop, that's where I stay at.
I popped your shit in my deck, I couldn't play that.
Got me thinking to myself, I gotta save rap.
And take it back to the streets and respect.
And see a young nigga smashing in them Corvettes. I'm on the block or in the trap. I'm moving past.
Pure A1 dope, you could call it crack.
Best dope on the market, you could call it that. In everything off this block,
getting served back.
I'm on the block or in the trap. I'm moving past.
Pure A1 dope, you could call it crack. Call it crack.
Best dope on the market, you could call it that. In everything off this block, getting served back. You serve that if it's coming off the six.
You serve that if I'm letting off some clips.
You serve that if it's coming off the block.
Everything is top notch, off top.
Trunk full of A1 yo on the road.
Hit your hood and post up at the store.
Smelling like a whole load of the dro.
I got dimes, double ups, and got O's.
I'm getting dope on the block, got on pose.
You might catch me in the same fucking clothes.
On the low, trying to make my money grow.
And get fresh when I'm hitting up a show.
I'm on the block or in the trap. I'm moving past.
Pure A1 dope, you could call it crack.
Best dope on the market, you could call it that. In everything off this block,
getting served back.
I'm on the block or in the trap. I'm moving past.
Pure A1 dope, you could call it crack. Call it crack.
Best dope on the market, you could call it that. In everything off this block, getting served back.
Yeah, episode 279. That's A1 Yo. You just heard A1 Dope. And you also heard Banana in the K and Hand to Hand Transactions. Got another track we're going to play here. But before we do, we're going to chop it up with A1 Yo for a little bit more. Man, now what's that song off of?
That one right there is off of The Underworld.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay,
my latest
and that's
project.
That's the one that's available right now.
Yeah.
Where, if people want to get it, where you said they can get it at CD Baby?
Yeah, they can get it at CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, you know what I'm saying, all the online sites, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Then if you know what I'm saying, I got it just in case you want free download at Spinrilla, you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
See, that's what's up. Some artists, you know what I'm saying, they're willing to do that. You know what I'm saying, for promotional purposes, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, but some definitely ain't going to do it. I remember back in the days, rap a lot, man. If they would see somebody on the street selling their music or something, this is back when CDs were a little more prevalent than what they are today. I mean, they would
yeah.
kick the shit out of them on the spot, you know. But nowadays, the music part of it, it's almost like you gotta use the music to propel yourself to where you get to the point to, you know what, you're doing shows and you're making the show money, because apparently that's where a lot of the money is at right now, merchandising, things of that nature. You know, what about shows? Do you do a lot of shows?
actually, I'm trying to put myself in a position to get, you know, say, more shows. Actually, I do performances like at South by Southwest. You know what I'm saying, when it does hit, you know, I went here in 2016, 2015 and stuff, you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I've done, you know, a few shows and trying to get more, you know what I'm saying. But I love when that South by Southwest come around, though, you know what I'm saying. Because it's a great opportunity to lock in with different people. But, man, you know what I'm saying, honestly, I'm just more on the streets with it, to be honest with you, the streets and the internet with it, you know what I'm saying, right now. I'm tackling
right.
all that, you know, and then it's me by myself, basically, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm, you know, touching all avenues whenever, you know, going in a circle, touching all avenues one at a time, I guess you could say, sort of.
Right. That's
yeah,
what's up.
Yeah,
I was just about to ask you about that too. Like, we don't really hear a whole lot of features either. Like, I kind of put it in my mind that you was almost like a one man army. You doing it on your own and shit. That's a good thing too. Cause you don't need a whole bunch of old funny style ass motherfuckers clouding your shit anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real shit, man. A lot of people ain't got the same vision as I do with it too, you know what I'm saying, that I notice.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that, like you say, that just fucks some shit off, you know, shit won't be the way I want it to be. And so, you know, I just, you know, I'd rather create it on my own, I guess you could say, you know what I'm saying. It'd be dope to, you know, rock with, you know, other people that's about the shit, for real, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, ain't nothing wrong with but if you keep doing it the way you're doing, you're gonna be able to do that anyway, because you got the passion, you know what I'm saying? You got the grind for it. You ain't just like some dude that just bought a program and just said, hey, I can be a rapper, I got the kit. I'm from Oakland, I can just, you know what I'm saying, like I can hear it in you, you know what I'm saying? I hear the struggle and I feel the struggle, because we me and Prez go through the same shit doing what we do right here, but having a show like you on just, man, make us feel real better to do it. So I really appreciate you coming through, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man, for sure, man. I appreciate y'all's show, man. You know, I'm a fan of it, too, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. So, you know.
We appreciate that, man, because, you know what I'm saying, it's a platform, like I was saying earlier, that
mm-hmm.
many folks don't have access to, because you know, you can't just call up Vlad or the Breakfast Club and be like, hey,
right.
get on there. You know, let me. Well, you can actually. I'm sure you can if you go there with enough money. Because you know, a lot of these guys are just ridiculous with it. You know what I mean? They'll put out a
right.
video, it'll get 500,000 to a million views, and it'll be some nonsense like Nicki Minaj dump so and so. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
I want substance. I want reality. I want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? In the artist's life,
yeah, and
versus.
And it ain't always got to be some
bullshit.
Controversy or some fuckboy shit for a motherfucker to look at. Like, I want to look at your shit just as quick as I want to look at a fight video. See what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with looking at the fuck shit, because everybody wants to see what's going on. You got to be well versed and know what's going on around you anyway. But at the same
yeah.
time, I want to be able to, if somebody posts one of their songs on my page, I want to be able to be like, man, I'm finna run to it instantly and look at it. But a lot of times when I was being like that, I started looking at I felt like I was wasting my time. And time is the
yeah.
only thing we don't be getting back. You know what I'm saying? You can get money. You can lose that shit. You can make an album. You can make another album. You know, you can always do all that type of shit, but you can't get that motherfucking time back. You
no,
see what I'm saying?
No.
So when you
no,
feel like
you
wasting your time, man, I could have been doing something else than looking at your whack-ass bullshit. You still ain't tried to come on the show. You still ain't did this. You still ain't did that. You want me to approve this. You want me to do this. You know, everybody wants you to do something. Do it for your motherfucking
yeah.
self. You feel me? That's the only way you're going to get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that's what I respect about you, A1, because you're out there, you know what I'm saying, you know what you have to do as an artist, you know what you have to do as a businessman, you know what I'm saying, you're out there doing it, and I commend you for doing it, because a lot of these guys, they think it's all about just dropping a track on SoundCloud and getting a few likes, and they're stars all of a sudden. They don't understand grind of the hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they giving them all the prayers, and look, they giving them all the tools to be on some fuckboy shit too. They give them the Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying? And then now they going live. They really think Facebook don't even let everybody go live. That's what people don't understand. They keep thinking something wrong with their phones, and they got to go get some, or they got to download the app again. No, Facebook got a restriction on how many people get to do the live right now. So you might get it, you might not get it. But the ones that get it, oh, they think they doing something. Fuck that shit, man. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, real
shit
talk.
Ain't
real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd rather upload it to a YouTube channel.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you use the social media and the internet for what it's for, like, to benefit yourself. If the internet ain't benefiting you and you losing sleep because of the internet, like, because these motherfuckers be out here wondering about who posting what and who said, go kill yourself. You might as well get the fuck out of our way right now. You know, if you one of them type of motherfuckers, and these rappers, they the same way, though. They say, oh, yeah, we're going to do a track with you. We're going to do this and do that. But if you ain't pumping their shit, and 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to pump their shit because they not pumping it, then it's like, oh, man, what the fuck is going on, man? These motherfuckers. So don't fall into a trap by being famous off the internet either, though. You feel me? A1. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers will try to eat you up, man. They use all your grind to try to get their shit on.
That's real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? They feel the heat, just like this next track we're going to play. I feel the heat. But before we play that, what do you got coming out in the future we can look forward to?
Actually, I got this new project I'm putting together, you know what I'm saying? I got my sounds for it already, you know what I'm saying? I already picked out the beats and everything, man. It's going to be crazy, you know what I'm saying? I can honestly say that, though. And, you know, I haven't even thought of a name for it yet, to be honest with you, but all that's coming. And right now I'm just still trying to push this underworld out there on people because I know, you know what I'm saying, it still ain't, you know, a lot of people still haven't heard it, but they need to hear it, you know what I'm saying? And actually the hand-to-hand transactions also, you know. I still, you know, so I'm trying to push those two at the moment, but I am working on something new, though. So, you know, keep searching for A1Yo, you know what I'm saying, peoples, and, you're gonna run up on the new shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, man, huge honor having you on the show. You know, saying we look forward to having you on again in the future. This is I Feel the Heat. Tell us all about this track. I thought it would be a perfect track to close out the show.
Well, with that one right there, actually, I just, you know, I just thought about the way things was going on in the world today, you know what I'm saying, and it just seemed like it's just getting even more heated up, if you ask me, you know what I'm saying? And so I, you know, was kind of searched, you know what I'm saying, found that little old beat. I felt that it was dope, but I wanted to keep it grimy at the same time. So I just, you know, hey, I'm pretty sure everybody can feel the heat right now, you know what I'm saying, because it's going down.
Hell yeah, definitely. Well, once again, I want to thank you for coming on the show, A1, yo. Hell of an episode. It's good to get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, know you and to hear your music, you know what I'm saying. And like I said before, we look forward to having you on again in the future. Everybody, make sure you go to UGSForLife.com. Check out all the shows, you know what I'm saying. This Saturday, we got Underground Saturday Night, Episode 7, you know, 9 p.m. Central. Then Sunday, we got the Church of Reality. I think it's like 1:49 or 1:50. Sunday 9 p.m. Central as well. And then check back at UGSForLife.com and see who we're going to have on next week. This is I Feel the Heat, A1Yo. Shout out to our guests. We're out of here. UGS for Life.
Yeah. I'm in the street trying to eat, I can feel the heat. I'm looking at the 50s and I know they watching me. I let them pass, I don't nod my head, speak or blink. Sipping Aquafina, so I take another drink. If you roll with the pigs, then we can't link. I cut you off soon as I get a sense that stink. I'm throwing deuces, you got to be extinct. They say, why you do it, that's my first instinct. Everything that I do is for the block. Like getting on the road with a loaded chop. Got them dubs on that thing in a squat. Pop the trunk and open up shop. On the block, moving dope, rock for rock. The A1 yo, so you know it's top notch. I move around before I run up on the cops. I got sideways and I didn't get caught. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. Like it's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. It's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. Like it's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. It's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I can feel the heat, my fully out of ski. I got some hollows going through your flesh and your meat. That's just a gotta be. I'm all about the cheese. They call me Floyd, money made, weather with the beat. It ain't the fact if you jump that I'm hard to hit. It's just a fact what I'm throwing back is such a stick. And if you ain't down to blast, then we can't click. Or got no aim, close range, still miss. I got G's that'll tame and some that still trip. I got G's that'll make a whole thing flip. I got G's that'll bang for the block. Get you slipping with that infrared dot. Before I bust a move, I sit back and plot. And hit the block and jump straight on the clock. Get off a low before I make the spot hot. It's block reppin' ENT and I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. Like it's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. It's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. Like it's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, gang deep, so I play for keeps. It's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I can feel the flame, a vet in this game. You say you in a struggle, I can really feel your pain. I'm posted on the corner trying to get it in, man. And if you really out the grid, then you do the same. I'm on the grind, so your turf be my turf. I'm moving work everywhere on the earth. And it ain't nothing for your boy to do dirt. With a spark up in the car and speed skirt. It's A-Yo, and I got the block turf. I feel the heat, so I got the block burnt. Thought I had some solid G's, but they weren't. So I'ma charge it to the game, lesson learned. I'm in the streets, both feet knee deep. Only wolves, I don't mess around with sheep. All-nighters, I ain't got no time to sleep. The streets getting hot, and I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, game deep, so I play for keeps. Like it's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, game deep, so I play for keeps. It's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy, game deep, so I play for keeps. Like it's getting hot in the streets, I can feel the heat. I'm never sleepy.